Good afternoon, fellow classmates of Introduction to South Asia. Today we'll be talking about a recent incident between Pakistan and India. On the morning of February 27th, 10 U.S.-built F-16 fighter jets took off from an airbase in Pakistan. They entered Pakistan-occupied Kashmir airspace, and the Indian Air Force detected their presence. Immediately, the Indian Air Force swung into action, bringing out their own set of planes to defend their borders from the Pakistan forces. Before the Pakistan forces crossed into the Indian-controlled airspace, they were warned to turn back. After the F-16 jets did not turn around, they were warned once again. The Pakistan forces continued forward and crossed the border into India, and the Indian Air Force responded with full force, engaging them with their own jets. 9 of the 10 F-16s turned around, but one continued further into India-controlled airspace. That single Pakistan F-16 targeted an oil depot and ammunition points within Indian soil. 2 Indian forces engaged, making the F-16 return home. However, one Indian pilot flying a MiG-21 chased after and followed the F-16 into Pakistan airspace. The F-16 was shot down by an air-to-air missile from the MiG-21, but shortly after, the Indian pilot was hit by a ground-to-air missile and had to eject over Pakistan territory. The Indian pilot became a prisoner of war and was held by Pakistan forces. Both jets were lost during this encounter. This event was the first fight in the air between these two powers in over 50 years. It was a telltale sign to everyone that India's military is not up to par with the world standard of warfare, despite being among the top 5 biggest military spenders in the world. During this particular event, the Indian Air Force used MiG-21 fighter jets, which were designed 60 years ago, while the Pakistan Air Force deployed F-16 Falcon jets, which are 30 years more advanced than the MiG-21s. Even though India successfully took down a newer and better jet, they still were seen as weak to the public. It raised many questions as to what all the military spending has been on in the recent years, and after looking into it, I discovered that it mostly goes towards the salaries of their troops. With India's economy, many individuals join the military looking for a way to support their families because it is a guaranteed source of income. This makes sense as many countries spend a majority of their military budget on salaries, but this proves to me that India has not done a good job at investing into the defense of their country. As a response to this incident, the Prime Minister of India is now looking to invest some of their newly budgeted military funds into an improved air force. But in the meantime, analysts predict that if India and Pakistan went into a full-out war, India would only have enough munitions to last 10 days. This is the offsetting part for most people living in India, as they are on the border with a nuclear-armed nation, Pakistan. Luckily, though, after only a few days, the Indian prisoner of war was released back to his home country by Pakistan, in the hopes to de-escalate a crisis that is on the brink between these two nations. In my personal opinion, I think India has a few things they need to shore up in order to make their country a safe place to live. They should invest in more powerful jets to protect themselves from the inevitable skirmishes that will continue between these two nations. That, hopefully, would make it so that they are a strong enough force and it would not be wise to attack them. Especially after being exposed by this event, if they do not do something now, they may get taken advantage of. However, though, the most disturbing thing that I read into while doing research on this topic was that many different nations, including the US, were jumping to quote-unquote help India by building more jets to sell to them. The fact that we or any other nation are ready to help a country because it would bring money into our pockets scares me. We know the F-16s were built by the US and were sold to Pakistan, and the ground-to-air missile that took the Indian Air Force plane down was claimed to be a U.S.-built missile. If the claims are true that they used a missile that we provided them, it could have broken the terms that were set in place during the sale between the U.S. and Pakistan. This could have been avoided if we did not arm other nations just for profit. From this point forward, I hope that Pakistan and India can put their differences aside and come up with some sort of peace. May we in the US stop supplying these sort of events with our technology and hope that it helps lessen the damage done by these countries to one another. Thank you for tuning in to my one and only podcast. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.